subject at school? Anybody? Yeah. Maths. That maths is definitely on my list. I know that much. Yeah. So it might have been maths, English, geography. It might have even been learning a foreign language. One of the topics that has never really held my attention was history, which I actually now realise is actually very important because we learn future lessons from events of the past. In the recent months of doing the ETM course, we did a module on Baptist history and principles, which really opened my eyes. Not only was it interesting from the point of view of how we got here today as Baptists, what it means to be a Baptist, but we also met some interesting and radical characters along the way in the history. I'd like to briefly go back to the 1700s and introduce you to one of those amazing figures. You may or may not have heard of Andrew Fuller. Andrew Fuller is one of the founders of BMS, the Baptist Missionary Society, which, as we know, still operates all over the world today. Andrew Fuller was born on the 6th of February, 1754, up in Cambridgeshire. We're told that he grew up as a fearless and persistent young man who read a lot of 16th and 17th century theological writings. His original theological basis was that of High Calvinism, as an element of which of that is those who were not chosen have no chance of salvation. As a result of his alternative reading about different theology, Fuller actually adapted his beliefs to incorporate preaching the gospel to those who have not heard it, allowing people the chance of salvation. He became pastor of Soham Baptist Church in 1775 at the young age of 20. He adapted his theology over time to include preaching to the unconverted, which did not sit well with members of Soham Baptist Chapel. Fuller moved to and accepted a call in Kettering in 1782, where he was near friends such as William Carey and others, who both encouraged him to write and publish works. On the second Tuesday of the month, Fuller and friends held a monthly prayer meeting around mission and things like that. This developed over time into what we now know as the prayer call of 1784. It grew to many churches over the UK discussing mission and praying about it. As a result of this, on the 2nd of October 1792, a meeting was held which resulted in a mission society being born, what we know today as BMS. At the original meeting, a collection was taken in Fuller's snuff box to start raising funds. It was in 1793 that William Carey and John Thomas became the first missionaries sent out to India. Fuller himself took on the role as secretary and was based in the UK, using his time to travel, preach, and raise money for the cause. Fuller gained the title of the rope holder after William Carey said to him, "Well, I will go down if you hold the rope." One of the key themes that Fuller based his life and practice on was God's love. That is, sharing his relationship of love with God, with the people he in turn shepherded. Later on in the service, we are going to sing "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You," because this song sums up the ethos of sharing God's love perfectly. During his time as secretary, Fuller saw further people sent out as missionaries, and he continued the work until he died on the 7th of May 1815 in Kettering. If you have a moment, it's actually worth reading more about Fuller and the history of BMS in general. It's absolutely fascinating because these people were radicals, they were controversial, but we can learn an awful lot from them. Andrew Fuller and his colleagues were radicals of their time who felt the call of God to step outside their comfort zones and challenge people's beliefs. They helped to shape the Baptist Church as we know it today and of course started the work of BMS. Earlier we had our scripture readings including the Great Commission and the story of Jonah. In both stories, both the disciples and Jonah, God had a very clear message and a mission for those he spoke to, Jesus to the disciples and God to Jonah. Those missions, I'm sure, took the recipients out of their comfort zones. Let us first consider the disciples. A very clear direction from Jesus after he had risen from the dead was given to them. That is to go and make disciples of all nations. Also with the instruction to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But along with this came a promise that Jesus would be with them always to the end of the age. Given the relatively small number of disciples, this task must have seemed absolutely huge. We don't read about the disciples' reactions. However, I would imagine they had many questions. I know I would have done. Despite the fact they acknowledged and worshipped Jesus as the Messiah, in the book of Mark, we find the Great Commission, where it reads slightly differently, where it says, "Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up with serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.' So then, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen." So we get more details in Mark, where we're told that Jesus ascended into heaven and that the disciples went out and preached the word as they were commanded. There is a slight difference in the wording between the two Gospels. Matthew says to make disciples of all nations, but Mark says to preach the gospel. The readings both tell us that some still have doubts. And in Mark's gospel, Jesus rebukes the disciples for this. The doubts or residual feeling of doubt must have made the task Jesus set them even more daunting. Despite all feelings of doubt, however, the disciples came through. And we have the teachings of Jesus here today. A rhetorical question, and just something to ponder on. Do we feel God's call to us, no matter how big or small the task? And are we prepared to step outside of our comfort zones, continuing the Great Commission by sharing the gospel as we live out our own lives? Our first reading from Jonah shows us very much that he was unsettled by what God had requested from him, to the extent that he boarded a ship and tried to run away from God. We know the rest of the story, that there was a great storm and Jonah was eventually cast into the sea, swallowed by a big fish. After saving Jonah, God makes the same request of him, to go and give God's message to the people of Nineveh. This time, Jonah does what God instructed him to do. And if we read further, he does this with reservations, but he still goes and does it. The second reading from Jonah was his prayer, in which we see how God listened to Jonah, and he answered him from the depths of the sea. God walked with Jonah as he walks with us, giving him the strength to leave his comfort zone and fulfill the plans God had for him. Just as God was present with Jonah, he is present with us also today. He will never give us a task that is impossible. We just need to trust him. It was not plain sailing for Jonah emotionally. If you read further into the book of Jonah, it's clear that he is unhappy and very emotional around the whole thing. But this makes Jonah human, just as we are today. Earlier on in the service, we sang, "Though I Feel Afraid of Territory Unknown," especially the verse that talks about the ship in the harbour. As sons and daughters of Christ, we are very much like that ship, safe in our comfort zones, but made for God's service. That service may take us out of our comfort zones into the storms of life. It is there where we may be called to be the calm voice in the storm, the passionate voice to achieve some kind of social justice, or very simply, to just share our experience of Jesus with others. This may be at home, in the UK, or overseas, like the missionaries from BMS. But either way, when God calls us out of our comfort zone, we have the promise he is with us and always will be. The challenge for us all, me included, is to listen to the Holy Spirit's prompting and step outside our comfort zones in the name of Christ. We can do this with the presence of the same God who was with Andrew Fuller, his friends at BMS, the disciples, and with Jonah. So just to conclude, no matter what you feel God is calling you to do, even if it's out of your comfort zone, he will be there, no matter how big, no matter how small. We've already sung, "Though I Feel Afraid."